turned on us like a wild dog. That's how the local mayor, Graham Moore, described the bushfire that ripped through Victoria's Bunya State Forest the last few days. Well, all bushfire emergency warnings across Victoria have now thankfully been downgraded, but authorities warn the threat is not over and the fires could burn for months. One of the hardest hit areas is the small 200-strong community of Tonnambuck, east of Melbourne. Residents in Tonnambuck are sifting through the ruins of homes and properties destroyed by the Bunyip fire. Graham Moore, as I mentioned, is Mayor of Cardinia Shire Council. Graham, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How's your small community really in the direct path of the massive Bunyip fire? What's the state of things?
Well, we're pretty devastated up here at the moment, of course, and I'm feeling the heat, excuse that term, for my community up here because they're devastated. We're in recovery at the moment, so we're heading towards from relief, relieving our community into recovery, and that's what we're in a recovery mode. We're setting up recovery centres in Bunyip at the moment as we speak.
And what about properties destroyed, houses destroyed? Do you have final take on that yet?
We don't actually have numbers as yet. I mean, I'm waiting for those figures to come through. I've heard it's been 9 properties, 9 houses been destroyed, but I'm not actually 100% on those numbers as yet. It hasn't been a final number, but it's more the point. The surrounding, the houses may still be there, but their properties are ruined as well. The fences are gone, their sheds are gone. They can't operate. There's a lot of adjustment equestrian properties up in that region.
Yeah, it's horse country, and I suppose people are very anxious about not knowing. I mean, if you can't tell us, you're the mayor. I imagine there's a lot of unknowns about this. What about their animals themselves? Did most of them get their horses out?
Well, I can tell you something that was notable on Friday evening. I noted a line of horse floats along the highway heading out of the Tonnambuck Garfield North area, heading towards Acuna Park, which is in Berwick, which Casey councillors allowed us to use that park to put all the horses in there. So that was a lesson learned from, I think, from Black Saturday. The biggest lesson is to get rid of the larger animals away from the fire face.
Yep.
And that was a really big lesson. It was a really saviour lesson on that night, Friday night. Yeah.
Well, thank God for that. The local winery, we now all know, was destroyed by this bushfire, and its owner, Andrew Clark, says his property might have been spared if the Victorian government had pursued a more active fuel reduction policy. Mayor, is he right? Could planned burn-offs have helped in your area?
Fran, in all respects to everybody here, people start looking for answers of the whys and wherefores, and look, yes, backburning does do a lot, but I still say that we live in these areas. I mean, what's the thing you have to understand? I live in Narnagoon North. I live where the fire started. I love this area and I love living here, and we all love living in the country. So it's one of the risks of living in these areas, I have to say, and it's sad to think that these things can happen.
Sure, but after Black Saturday, the Royal Commission recommended 5% of Victorian public land be burnt every year. The state government dumped that target in favour of more focused burn-offs closer to communities. So
that's correct. And there are risks that go with burn-offs, though, too, and the risks are high with burn-offs as well. It's a matter of getting a balance right. I'm not going to defend Parks Victoria or the state government either, because, we're all got a bit of responsibility here. But you've got to get a balance right of where we go with the environmental, where we go with living in a bird area or a native animal area. It's a difficult one to judge. Where do you draw the line in the sand?
It's 17 to 9. Our guest is Graham Moore, the Mayor of Cardinia Shire Council, and as he just told us, a member of this small community. That quote I gave at the beginning, turned on us like a wild dog. That's how you describe the fire. What was it like? Can you describe it for us now, Graham?
I know Friday night I could see the smoke billowing across where my property was, and I'm thinking this is going to get out of hand, but luckily there was no wind on Friday night. But Saturday morning that's when it cranked up and it started to take off. And so it was frightening for our community here. It was to look at it. I didn't actually get to the fire front as per se, but it was pretty big.
And what about your property? Is it spared or?
No, our property's safe. We were one of the lucky ones, I guess. For fire doesn't discriminate is one thing. I know properties up around the fire front up there. There's some old weatherboard properties that have been there for 100 years didn't get burnt, and properties that are cleared with not a matchstick around them got burnt to the ground. So it doesn't always work the way we think.
No, it's a cruel thing. Graham, thank you very much for joining us, and good luck to all you and all your local constituents there.
Okay, thank you.
Local community. Concerns.
Thank you very much.
Graham Moore, the Mayor of Cardinia Shire Council, and representing that small community in the Bunyip State Forest where that fire ripped through. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 16 minutes to 9.